Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Divinity Spiritual Online Weekly Channeling. Tonight we have Joanne with us. She's going to do her channeling, and it's not a call-in show, so everybody that so far has called in, you are more than welcome to hang there in the queue and listen to the channeling tonight. We will have down the road, keep looking for us because we do have other call-in shows. So that's really about it. Some of you are already familiar with Joanne's work, and if you're not, just check the archives for Divinity Spiritual Online Channeling. There's a few that Joanne's done so far, and also Mary Margaret. She's also done some channeling, and this information is very important and vital, one would say, it, especially at a time like this, in this kind of crazy world right now. So check out the archives, and that's really all I have to say for tonight. Joanne, how are you?
Good. How are you, Jane?
Ah, doing very well. Having a great day. You?
Awesome. Yeah, my day's going well, for sure.
Oh, that's fantastic. Oh, one more thing I forgot. Look for us for on Sunday night down the road for our weekly service. And we sometimes do channelings and individual readings there, too, as well. That's about it, Joanne. Do you need me for anything else, or would you like me to go on mute?
No, you can go on mute.
That's bet.
And I can take
you.
It from here, I think.
All
I
right.
would enjoy
Thank
that.
You. Yeah, I know you would.
You're welcome.
All right, bye.
All right, thanks, Jane. Okay, so I have to admit I'm a little tired tonight, but I was really prompted to do a channeling, and Jane agreed that we should do one tonight. So there's some kind of energy that wants to come through. It's pushing me to speak this evening. And as usual, I put on frankincense and myrrh oil to lift the vibration. And the feeling that I'm getting tonight is, it's like I have a crowd behind me. And it's so a little different than my previous channelings. And I feel like there are just so many angels on the planet right now and so many of our galactic family around us that I feel like it's almost like a collective energy from them coming through to let you know a little bit of what's going on. So I'm going to tune into what it is I feel, like this crowd of beings around me. Okay, so what's coming through is we are the angels of the ninth dimension, and we are just one group amongst many groups of the heavenly hosts that are here this evening to inform you that so many of you have reached the point of your ascension, that your vibration is high enough that it tilted the favor so much towards the light that the darkness has been utterly defeated. And this is something you should be quite proud of, because it was quite a process for you to begin to carry these new higher frequencies inside of your physical bodies. And you are continuing to ascend and continuing to increase in frequency. And this whole process has left you with certain physical and emotional discomforts. We realize some of you call them ascension symptoms. But what those are simply kind of like if you're driving in the road in your car and you hit bumps in the road. You go over the bumps and they're a little uncomfortable, but you keep going on. And so there are some of you who, through the process of ascension, are driving on kind of smooth, evenly paved roads and don't have too many issues. And there are others who decided to kind of jumpstart their ascension and go through it rather quickly, who are really getting a lot of bumps in the road, a lot of symptoms. So as you probably have read, and we are going to emphasize too, that during this time, it is most important that you drink a lot of water, you have enough electrolytes in your body to help these frequencies anchor into your being for the most amount of comfort. And then we see there are many of you who are kind of fretting about them, thinking about them too much, worrying about them. And this causes stagnation in your energy field, which will, I'm hearing the word, for some reason I can't say it. I'll just say it'll increase the severity of your symptoms. So the angels are saying that it's very important to do deep breathing during this time, to relax, to get fresh air, to go out in nature, and just know that all is well. So we are here to initially start this channeling, but there are so many more groups with us. We next would like to bring in the angels of the rainbow light. And this is another significant group of high-frequency heavenly beings that are bringing in the multicolored spectrum of light into the third dimension to increase your frequencies, balance your energetic fields in what a lot of people refer to as being chakras, get the chakras spinning in proper alignment so that your body or light vehicle maximally takes in the light and the energy that's being sent to you during this time. So we're the ninth dimensional angels. We're here with the rainbow light angels. And we're also here with the galactics. The Pleiadians are the first group who would like to step forward and tell you that they are here, part of the Galactic Federation, who are going to be some of the first ambassadors on the planet for disclosure. And they are here bringing you greetings and so much love. And just to know that they have been an integral part of the ascension process, along with the Arcturians, the Andromedans, and many other groups of the Galactic Federation, whose job was to help us or help humanity by increasing the frequency. So they've been sending in these frequencies for years that have been increasing in intensity, particularly over the last few months. And these frequencies are what are opening up your energetic field, clearing out old programming so that you may live from your spirit. And the galactics have been such an integral part of the ascension process in helping us to rid ourselves of all the dark programming that has been put upon us against our free will choice. So they are here. And there are many, many groups of them that are here with us. I hear the number 14 different groups of galactics are here to help us usher in the golden age of enlightenment that we are, or humanity is about to step forward on. So now I'm feeling the presence of Mother Mary, the Christ, and Mary Magdalene. These are three very important avatars to planet Earth who are here to help anchor in the higher frequencies into our beings. And they too work with the angels and the galactics and the light beings, the ascended masters, and the ancestors. There are so many groups that are working to help us to ascend, that is to break through the three-dimensional programming and to live from the I Am presence of ourselves, our holy indwelling spirit in us. However, there were programs in the past that the darkness placed there intentionally to prevent us from remembering our spirit. And those programmings forced us to look outward at the outside world, at all the machinations of the darkness, and progress our life forward from the outside at what they were telling us to do. These frequencies, these ascension symptoms that you're going through, and all the help you're getting from the heavenly host is turning your viewpoint inward so that you live your life from your spirit, from the love and light that is within. And that's all it is. It's just a simple change in perspective, and it's bringing you back to remember who you are. The issue was the programming was so ingrained and caused so many blockages in your energy field that it was very difficult, if not impossible, for humanity to break out of this programming by themselves. That's why they've gotten the assistance of so many other beings who are more than happy to help in service to the Creator to bring humanity forward out of this time of darkness and into the light, to live from the light. And when humanity lives from the light, then planet Earth is liberated. And when planet Earth is liberated to the light, it sends out a ripple, like a tidal wave of light, into the cosmos that affects all other beings in life forms in creation. It affects the all because we are part of the all, the one creator created, the infinite field of consciousness, the living consciousness of the all. We are part of it. So the Earth is playing a fundamental and integral and crucial role in the evolution of life in the cosmos. And this is a very important and exciting time to be alive, because as each individual breaks free of their programming and begins to live from the I am, that creates a ripple effect so that others may do the same more easily. And again, it influences the whole planet, and the planet ripples out into the whole of creation. So if you ever have a day where you think you're not significant, please think of this, because you truly are. You are playing a critical role in liberating yourself, planet Earth, and creation from the misperceptions and machinations of the darkness, and bringing us back in alignment with the light of the Creator. You see? So at this time, I'm feeling the presence of Mother Mary, the Blessed Mother, the Mother Creator, the Mother of all. So the Divine Feminine energy is coming in. And I see rose petals everywhere. And so those of you who are listening right now are being blessed with the highest form of unconditional mother love. And this love is filling your energy field. It's filling your being. And it's like, I'm hearing, it's like a knock on the door for you to open so you remember who you are. Because the Mother, Father, Creator want more than anything for you to remember your connection with them, to remember your divinity and that divine flame or spark that they gave you is within you. So the energy from the Mother is now opening up your heart center and allowing it to vibrate at a higher frequency that is invoking memories of who you are, invoking memories of the love that is within you, invoking memories that is as a child of divine light. So if you can feel that flame of divinity, the flame of the Holy Spirit within you that speaks the language of the Creator, that speaks the frequency of creation, that speaks of the divinity of your being, this is within you. You just simply have to remember it is here, and with your free will choice, command that the light within you burns brighter and brighter till it's like a giant fire within. And when it's at this point, you have surely reached or connected to the power of the Creator within you. This is the energy of the I Am, the flame of divinity, the love of the Creator, that Christ-like energy that burns within you, that is you, and that is immensely powerful. Father, Mother, Creator are asking you to remember this light that burns brightly within you, the power of your being, and to live from it. There is no force in the outer world that comes close to matching the power of this flame that's your inner world, that is you. And they ask you to remember this. This is why you are here, they are saying. This is why you have come to Earth, to remember who you are, to open up the box of spirit within you, to open up the flames of divinity and let them burn so bright that they can be seen throughout the cosmos, the flames of your being. You came here to remember who you are and to create a life aligned to the Creator that's in fulfillment with your life's purpose and your heart's desire. You see, there are so many who think they are here to learn lessons or to go through suffering or to experience pain, and that this is necessary in their evolution. There may have been some who have chosen such a path to go through certain pain. However, we say, the beings of light that are with you, that pain is not essential for growth. Remembering is. That's all it takes. Once you remember and live from the flame of divinity within, then your life will be magnificent and you will live a life of joy, a life of love, and a life of peace. That is why you have this whole team assembled around the planet, around you, all the guides that are with you, assisting you. And they're constantly pointing to you to say, look within, be still, look within yourself, and remember who you are. When you're still, you turn off the noise in the outer world, and everything is quiet, and then you can start to listen to the song of your soul that is within. It is a frequency, and if you listen, you will hear it. It will speak to you in different ways for different individuals. Some may hear words, some may hear music, some may see pictures, some might just know, but they will connect to the inner compass, the guidebook that is their spirit that the Creator has given to them. And in doing so, that is the book of life, the manual of life. It is the book of love. It is the manual of love with all the guidance you need to live a life that is prosperous, to live a life that is blessed, to live a life that is good. You simply need to turn within and connect code in the frequency of your DNA, and you will have lived the best possible life. You will live from the I Am activation, and you will be able to explore the universe, the cosmos from this place, and you will find the answers to every question you've ever had, and you will find the love that you never knew existed, and you will live an extraordinary life, an everlasting life, a life that is aligned to the Creator. So that is why your team is here and why the galactic, the light beings, the angels, the ascended masters and ancestors have all assembled around planet Earth at this time, because they are watching humanity awaken. And from the sky above, I know the galactics have told me this in many of the previous messages that I've done, is that they can see humanity lighting up. They can see your light from way above in the sky. They can look down into Earth and see the light of your spirit. That's how powerful it is. And they're seeing the planet get lit up with this beautiful glowing light of the spirit. And this is telling them and telling us that we are ascending. We are returning to the light. We are returning planet Earth to the light. And that we have the ability, when we're living from our light, to create a magnificent life. So life is good. Even though things may seem chaotic in the outer world, we ask you to always look back into the inner world inside of you to know the truth of what reality is. That you are awakening, and the planet's awakening, and it's causing the light to ripple out into the cosmos, into all creation. And there are many, many good things in store for humanity. We're so close to receiving the benefits from our awakening. So we are there. We're very close to being there. And the team assembled around me wants you to remember, to always and to remember there's so much good in store for you, that you're doing a fantastic job every day in growing and ascending and increasing your frequency and moving more and more towards the light. And I see them. I think they're ready to leave now, although they're still going to be around the planet. But they're sending you so many blessings, so much encouragement, and so much love. Thank you. Okay, and that's my channeling for tonight. I hope you enjoyed it. Thank you, everybody. Good night.